Yesterday, we heard about donor breast milk banks, facilities that pasteurize and sell donated breast milk. For babies born prematurely, experts recommend using donated breast milk if a mother can't produce enough on her own. But it's not exactly affordable. A new law in New York might change that, WXXI's Karen Shakurji reports.
She loves those elephants.
This music-making toy elephant is making Lucia Rojas, an 18-month-old little girl, real happy. Little teeth, huge, huge smile. She's standing up and doing a bob dance maneuver next to her mom, which is kind of a miracle considering how sick she was. Lucia was born 3 months early. She weighed 1 pound, 9 ounces. Mary Sara Rojas, her mom, says doctors told her, let's see if the baby makes it through the weekend.
I think everyone was like really terrified. Everyone thought she would die.
Lucia had 2 surgeries in the first 2 weeks of her life. She spent 3 months in the neonatal intensive care unit at Strong Memorial Hospital. Doctors said breast milk would help heal her intestines, and the baby couldn't even digest formula anyway. Mary Sarah pumped and pumped, which was all fine, until her milk supply dwindled.
There were no other options. I couldn't, you know, bounce from one formula to another and just try and see, oh, does she like this formula? Does she like that formula? I didn't have that as an option.
Mary Sarah turned to a donor milk bank in Boston, which sells breast milk for $4 an ounce. A full-term baby consumes about 30 ounces a day. So depending on how much a family needs to order, that can be in the ballpark of $800 a week. The milk did cost the Rojas family a lot, half of her husband's annual income.
People have always questioned the cost, but when you think about the potential benefits, the cost really isn't a major hurdle.
That's neonatologist Jeffrey Myers. Researchers have found that premature babies who can't get enough of their own mother's milk do better with donated milk than formula. They have shorter hospital stays, lower rates of infection, fewer surgeries. It costs less for everyone. But even with this evidence, most hospitals and insurance companies do not pay for donated milk.
We wouldn't withhold an antibiotic from a patient who has an infection and we know that's the right antibiotic.
Myers runs the NICU at Strong Hospital in Rochester, where Lucia Rojas was a patient. Their center is the most advanced NICU in the region, but it doesn't routinely stock breast milk. It's more expensive than formula and requires a whole separate protocol.
We're oftentimes stuck using formula because we don't have another alternative.
He estimates 75 to 100 infants a year in his NICU alone could benefit from donor milk. Currently, 5 states and Washington, D.C. require Medicaid to pay for it. New York is expected to join that list by January, covering both outpatient and inpatient needs. Outpatient coverage would hypothetically help a baby like Lucia Rojas, but inside the hospital, it's not as straightforward. Boriana Parvez works at another advanced perinatal center in New York. She spoke directly with Medicaid officials about costs.
We also spend significant amount of time trying to convince Medicaid that donor milk reimbursement should be outside the bundle code.
Bundled code. So when infants go into the NICU, hospitals are reimbursed one lump sum based on degree of sickness and length of stay. That is bundled payment. So to add something in means hospitals will have to eat the cost unless Medicaid pays for it separately.
Because otherwise the hospitals will not have incentive to provide donor milk.
For now, most hospitals and patients nationwide are figuring this out on their own terms with their own dollars. Karen Shakurji, Side Effects Public Media.